Listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, home for Up North News Radio.
CBS News Brief. Police in Kansas City say three people have been detained in yesterday's deadly shooting at the Chiefs Super Bowl celebration. And Mayor Quentin Lucas tells CBS they've recovered guns.
It seems like this was some sort of rapid fire threat to the crowd and not the sort of thing that we used to see 20, 25 years ago.
Donald Trump's arrived at court in New York speaking now for a hearing in his hush money case involving Stormy Daniels. CBS's Graham Cates.
The judge is also expected to set in stone when the trial is expected to begin.
A judge in Georgia will consider a motion to disqualify the district attorney in Mr. Trump's election interference case. Israel says troops invaded a medical center in southern Gaza today. CBS's Linda Gradstein.
The target was the Nasser Hospital, where Israel said it had actually credible evidence that hostages had been held there in the past.
A surgeon says one patient was killed. CBS News Brief. I'm Deborah Rodriguez.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Healthcare services in Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and the surrounding area would get a $15 million boost from Madison under a new bill in the legislature. The owners of two hospitals and several clinics are closing them down. The money would pay to continue essential services until there's a more permanent solution. There might be two special elections in Wisconsin this year, but where would they be? The legislature passed Governor Evers' political maps bill this week with an amendment to keep them from taking effect before the November election. Democratic State Senator Melissa Agard.
That is very possible. People would be running in districts that everyone has agreed are gerrymandered.
Speaker Robin Voss could face a recall election this year, and there may be a special election in Milwaukee to replace former Senator Lena Taylor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A Wisconsin Rapids native is traveling the nation, entertaining students and people with the United States Navy Band. Renee DeBoer plays the bassoon as part of the United States Navy Band's 2024 national tour. The Navy Band will travel 2,500 miles over 18 days. They'll visit seven different states, giving 12 public concerts and five concerts for students in schools. Last week, they were in Burleson, Texas, performing for students at Centennial High School. According to the U.S. Navy Band blog, Renee DeBoer joined the Navy Band in 2012. They performed in Wisconsin Rapids that year at her alma mater, Lincoln High School. The Try It Day at Tri-Nora Ski Club in Winter Park will still take place on Saturday, the 17th. The park will be open from 1 to 3 for people to explore the trails. They'll have former ski jumpers there to teach their art, but you may not be able to actually jump depending on conditions. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Partly cloudy and quite a bit cooler today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy 17. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and even cooler 23. Saturday, partly sunny, a bit breezy with a high near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Good morning, Wisconsin.
Good morning, world.
It's a new day, and thanks for kicking it off with us here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, where we are locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Seth Habhacker.
Good morning.
And we have joining us right now in studio our friend Tim from the Southwood County Humane Society. Tim, thanks for joining us.
Thank you, and thank you for the opportunity to speak here.
Yeah, we always appreciate catching up with our friends at the Humane Society. Tim, I know that you had some notes and some things to get to. Let's go ahead and touch on anything that you have and update people on how things are going over at the Humane Society.
Great. last year, we had some problems on the board, and some people left, and we had a lot of vacancies. So we had a most unusual occurrence where three of us former members on the board came back, which usually people never come back on a board after you do your terms. So we came back. One of them was vice president. I was elected president right away.
Okay.
And because they were going to have no president or vice president on the board, which would have made it difficult.
Yeah. Very, I imagine. Yeah.
So we're up to 12 right now. And we have a very dedicated board. A lot of them volunteer out at the shelter and do things. So we have a new fundraising committee. And that's running well. We're trying to build that back up again. It kind of fell by the wayside for a little bit. There's just a lot of changes going on at the Humane Society, and I wanted to kind of update everybody as to what's going on here.
Appreciate that. Really do. Especially, we know how much this community loves animals, loves the Humane Society, supports the Humane Society. We appreciate the transparency. I think that can only benefit our Humane Society, which is what we're all here for, is helping these animals, is making them making their lives better and getting them in good homes.
And that's the point. Mm-hmm. You hit it right on the nail on the head with that. It's about the animals. It's not about me or the board or anyone else. It's about the animals and the care they get.
Yeah.
So recently we had another big major change. We have a lot of vacancies in our staff. So in addition to being president, I am now the interim operations manager and running the entire shelter.
Okay.
So.
Wow.
It's been a...
A challenge, let me say. I imagine. Yeah,
challenge, yeah, yes. Yeah. We will be advertising soon for some job openings.
Okay.
And once we figure out, as the board, where we're going to want to go on this.
Sure.
Because there's a lot of new things coming around, mm-hmm. and we just have to see where we're going.
Yeah. I encourage people to keep up to date on the Facebook page, and maybe some of the information might come across there or something.
Yes. Yeah. Correct. Okay. And a website.
Yeah. Great website, by the way. Great website.
Oh, is that? It was brand new.
Yeah, it's awesome. It's fantastic. Yep. It's such a good website.
So it doesn't have our board bios on it yet. So.
Yeah. I'll have to get them out of there. Yeah.
We'll have to do that.
Tim, as you guys are in this process and everything, we as individuals, as community members, as teammates of the Humane Society, the people that care about the Humane Society, we want to help. Oh, is there ways we can help? Are there things we can do?
Yes. Great question. Along with this, I wanted to give a shout out. I don't know how you call it now.
But, yeah, that works. Yeah.
To our staff.
Yeah.
We have an amazing staff.
Mm-hmm.
The stuff they have to do is unbelievable. Mm. The care, the dogs get fed, cleaned, the kennels and that, walked, socialized, behaviors worked on twice a day. And this is, even when the shelter's closed, this goes on.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah.
It's a never-ending process.
Yeah, yeah.
And the cats, they're once a day, but they also need to get fed.
Oh, yeah.
Meds, litter boxes changed, medications. Mm-hmm. A lot of the animals are on medications.
Mm-hmm.
And then socialized. So what what you said about what can you do, the cat room right now is open, and people can come in and help, volunteers.
Great.
They want to socialize.
Okay.
We have a lot of people come and do that, just play with a cat here or there, three. And that really helps staff.
Excellent.
Because And then it gets the animals out of their little cages, both dogs and cats. So it's very difficult to live a life like that.
Especially
when it's months.
Yeah, put yourself in a closet and a closet that you can't open the door of, that you have to have somebody else open the door.
You have to wait for someone. Yeah.
You know, it's not even that. That's not even a great comp, but it's as close as I can get to a comp of what an animal deals with in these situations.
You're exactly right.
When we get volunteers over there, we get not only do we free the staff up to focus on other things, but these animals get a little love, and you get to pet a furry friend. It's a win-win for everybody almost.
It is, definitely.
Go ahead.
Oh, and then I just wanted to add the people we have that do laundry and office and paperwork. All of our stuff is regulated a lot by state, federal statutes and things. And so it's not what people would think. Yeah, you take them in, do a couple little things, and you're done.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a lot. And then if you have bite cases, surrenders, hoarding cases, the animals tend to pile up.
Yeah.
Quite heavily.
Especially, I know that you're in the middle of a construction project as well, and that is kind of, mucked up things a little bit or grayed up things a little, I'm sure, too.
That's been a super challenge. We had to shut the dog kennels down completely in December, and at this point, we hope to open this week.
Oh, wow.
And start over again just where we were before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
This was a huge undertaking. We have a whole new floor, all brand new kennels, new ceiling, new walls, everything in there. And we went from 28 to 36 kennels now.
Wow.
So nice. We're going to be having people that want to in the future come out and take a look. at what we've done, and there'll be pictures posted, and we have some new features out there, the inside-outside kennels.
I'd love to come and take a tour and let our audience know about it and everything. So when it's up and running.
As soon as you're ready, when we get open.
We'll talk. I'm looking forward to that, Tim.
That'd be awesome.
That'll be great.
Yeah.
Tim, we've talked about this a little bit, but I want to be direct with it now. How can we help? Are you taking volunteers right now? I noticed you mentioned the cat room is open. If people want to help, if they want to add to things, bring cat food or any of this, how can they reach out to the Humane Society? How can they help?
Good point. Yes. I think last night we just posted some needs for our dog room things. We always have need for that. And if people look on the website or Facebook or are listening here even, yes, when we're open, come out. You want to donate, we appreciate it. For volunteers right now, we do want to expand our volunteer program.
Okay.
But we have to have, there's some rules with it because we can't have people just come out there and then get bit. And that had happened in the past. So it has to be working with our staff and listening to staff. But we will post that for right now. Just donations are good, which I wanted to just bring up a last point with the kennel remodel. That was 100% donated. That was over $200,000
project.
That's amazing.
That's really amazing.
That's just amazing.
And most of it came from people that loved the Humane Society and passed away and left us in their will. Memorials and fundraisers. So we're going to have some fundraising coming up now.
Excellent.
Which our next one's in March. And then we're going to have a gala, I believe, in April, I hope. And our fundraising committee is getting going and working, trying to those things, if people come to those, and this community has just been awesome in their support for us.
Got a lot of animal lovers in this community.
And, we do.
It's incredible. I've never lived in a community that has that much of it. And we're only seeing more and more of it in our societies and our world nowadays. Tim,
we
greatly appreciate you, the staff over there. Thank you so much for the time. I appreciate you.
I just wanted to mention one thing yet,
if we got
a minute. Recently we had, I don't know if it was brought up before, but we had a hoarding case with cats. And so that was 32 extra, which we will not be able to adopt them out yet. They've been medical care right now.
Okay.
But we have a lot of other cats. So if anyone out there wants one, two cats, we would appreciate stop on out, take a look. We have a wide selection. I think typically we run between 80 and 100 cats out at the shelter at one time. And so I know our dog kennels are going to fill up.
You're looking for a new furry friend. Let's make a good match and reach out to our Humane Society. If you'd like to do that, you can reach out to them at their website, swchs.com. Be sure to follow them on social media. They got a great Facebook page. Otherwise, give them a call, 715-423-0505, 423-0505, and you can email them, swchs@swchs.com. Tim, thanks again for the time.
Thank you both for having me.
Yeah, we'll talk again soon.
Okay.
We'll be back with more here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Doorman, I need you to check the voicemail today. I'm completely swamped.
Sure thing. Doorman at your service.
Hey, my garage door won't open, or only one side opens. I can't get my car through that.
My garage door motor is running, but the door doesn't move.
Sir, your photo eye sensor is clouded over, or you may have a blocked track.
Thank you, doorman.
Your emergency manual release cord was disconnected.
Those kids!
Children are a delight. We've reconnected it. DoorWorks for the win.
To everyone who needs a little delight in their day, let our team member Paul tell you about one of our favorite sweet treats.
Making special moments at mealtime is a tradition in Wisconsin. And what better way to sweeten your day than a Culver's creamy, fresh frozen custard and your favorite mix-ins? We handcraft every concrete mixer exactly the way you like, from caramel to your favorite candies like Butterfinger.
Come to Culver's and let us make your day a little bit sweeter.
From Wisconsin with love,
welcome to Delicious.
Culver's, 8th Street South, Wisconsin Rapids.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
Partly cloudy and quite a bit cooler today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy, 17. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and even cooler, 23. Saturday, partly sunny, a bit breezy with a high near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Seth and James hanging out with you. We hope you're having a great day out there. Happy Friday Eve, everybody.
Yeah.
Woo. I was hoping the music would kick in. I was waiting for the drop. I was waiting for the drop. Darn it. I was late trying to lead up right to it. I don't know this song.
There we go.
Okay. All right. There it is. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Going to get into some entertainment news in a moment, but we want to thank Tim for joining us and our friends over at the Southland County Humane Society. Appreciate them very much. I personally want to send a shout out to Madison, how much we appreciated her and what she's done for our community, and working with her was a joy.
It was.
We'll be paying attention and talking with her again. You know, appreciate you, Madison. Thank you so much for everything you did for our animals and for our community.
Yes.
Seth, let's dive into some entertainment news, and this is some news that a lot of people have been waiting on.
Okay.
They're making another Fantastic Four movie. They have not learned their lesson.
Okay.
Or have they
finally learned their lesson? I guess that's the other way you could ask that. Yeah.
I believe this is the third or fourth incarnation of a Fantastic Four franchise.
Yes. This is we're not talking about the 1994 one that was made for tax reasons.
I was including it a little bit. No,
we're not going to do that. Right. That was never released. Yes. And there's a reason for that. But anyway, we're talking about the big ones. Okay. Mm-hmm. So there was the original 2004 or 5, and then the sequel to that one, and then of course the dumpster fire that was the one in 2015 or whenever that was, which was just horrible. Anyway, so this I guess is like their third shot, you know, fourth movie of they're finally doing it. The question: are they going to get it right? Now, for a little history out there, the Fantastic Four was what changed Marvel. Okay, 1961, the Fantastic Four came out. Marvel at the time was way behind DC. They said, "Let's do something different." Stan Lee said, "Okay, I'm going to make a team, and they're not going to be all happy-go-lucky like they are. They're going to have issues with each other, and they're going to have disagreements, and they're going to have arguments, and they're going to lose every now and then." And this was like in comic books? What?
Yeah.
This was brand new. And it kicked off the whole Marvel, what they called the Marvel Age of Comics after that. And that's when you got Spider-Man, you know, the angsty teen superhero, and then all these other things. And then you get the X-Men and the mutants and you know, having to deal with prejudice and bigotry and all this. So it kind of... they kind of helped comics grow up a little bit back in the 60s and then into the 70s and as we go up today.
They so much of this stuff they got right early in the day, and then it took us a little while on the movie end of things and TV show end of things to get things right.
To catch up, yep.
I loved Christopher Reeve's Superman. Loved it. Gene Hackman as Lex Luthor. Come on.
It's brilliant.
Man, it's great. It's great. You got Richard Pryor thrown in there a little bit. Like, it was great. It was campy. And it was a throwback to the old Batman TV show with Adam West and a lot of that. And it worked at its time. It was great at its time. And then Michael Keaton and Tim Burton and Batman come around with Jack Nicholson as the Joker.
That really changed things.
And all of a sudden, like, well, it's not just that we made some money off of this blockbuster. It's, people liked a little bit of a darker tone. Mm-hmm. People liked a little bit of a moodiness. In fact, they found themselves actually being able to relate to Bruce Wayne a little bit more, which is what everything is about in entertainment. Relatability.
Yep.
Can I see myself in this character? Can I see it? Can I attach myself? Can I feel a connection to this character? Connecting to these characters. Mm-hmm. How do I do that when I've got a guy who stretches? or I got a guy who's a big giant thing.
A boulder, you know, basically,
You know, a guy who could just flame on and all of a sudden become a human torch. Like, how do I find somebody, a human being, to relate to something like that? You give them real life troubles, real life problems.
You make them as real as possible,
You have your anti-heroes, and all of a sudden, then now we have no more, it's not about heroes anymore, it's all anti-heroes.
Yeah.
Because they all got to be relatable. Even Superman has become a relatable character for the way they write him.
Yes.
So yes. that all starts with the Fantastic Four.
Yes.
And now we're here with the Marvels officially announcing the cast of the Fantastic Four reboot yesterday with a retro Valentine's Day illustration. There have been rumors upon rumors upon rumors. Now it's finally coming from Marvel themselves. This
finally
is the official
got the cast. All right.
They've been rumoring for months that Pedro Pascal was going to be Mr. Fantastic Reed Richards.
Yep.
That is, in fact, the case.
That is the case.
Vanessa Kirby is going to be the Invisible Woman, Sue Storm. You've seen her a little bit here and there in movies.
Mm-hmm.
She's done a good job when I've seen her. She seems awfully cold for that character. So I'm very curious to see how they do with that role.
Mm-hmm.
She's a good actor.
Yep.
I just haven't gotten to see her play a lot of like Jessica Alba did with the character.
Right.
I think it's going to be a very different Sue Storm.
Oh, I think you're right. Yes.
Joseph Quinn is the Human Torch, Johnny Storm. He is he plays Eddie in Stranger Things and Eben in as Richie from The Bear. And Eben is Richie from The Bears. And
yep.
Eben Moss Backrich is going to be the Thing.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Ben Grimm. He's a great actor. He's a great actor. I'm so happy for him to get like this. That's Disney money, man.
Yep.
That's a big contract that guy just got.
You know, as the Fantastic Four movies, you know, the one thing they got right on the original movies was Michael Chiklis as the Thing.
Yep.
That was the one perfect casting that they did on that. Yeah, Chris Evans, he did good as Johnny Torch. Oh my gosh, Johnny Storm. Revoked my comic book thing. So that's the one for me. If they get Ben Grimm right, then I'm going to be very happy, because Ben, especially in the comic universe, he's a very particular, the way he talks, his whole attitude has to be, you know, pitch perfect on that in order for it to work.
Basing off of some of his other work, it feels like they got it. They're going to get it.
That's
nailed.
Awesome.
It feels like they're
really
going to
I really hope so.
One other interesting note about this, it does look like, just from the illustration, it looks like this is going to take place in the 60s.
Whoa.
They've got the Thing reading a Life magazine with, I believe, President Kennedy on the cover.
Oh.
They've got a space astronaut photo in the background. It looks a little bit like when we just came off of the space race and stuff.
Yeah, right, right.
So it looks like this is going to be a throwback. Going to be an
origin story. Where have the Fantastic Four been? Or have they been in a different universe altogether? Because it's the whole multiverse thing now.
So. That's the thing, too, that I'm very, very curious about. How do you, are they going to incorporate them into the whole lexicon, the whole Marvel thing? Because I got to say, this is the other part of this, and we haven't talked about this much, but Jonathan Majors has been taken out as Kang.
Yes.
And they had years written in with Kang, and now you could recast him, and I think pretty easily. In fact, the storyline writes itself almost.
You could. I'm with you.
Or you could do the thing that almost every Marvel fan has been begging them to do. The big villain should always have been Doctor Doom.
Yep.
One of the greatest villains ever.
Yes.
Ever. And he's never been done right completely.
That, you know, what I just said about Ben Grimm, double that with Victor Von Doom, because he is, like you said, he's the big bad guy in Marvel Comics, and it's such a hard character to do.
Yeah.
Because yes, he is a villain. There's no question about that. He's the dictator of his own country, but there's something about him. He's got an honor to him, and he's got it's hard to pull off.
It's a Thanos level kind of.
It
like,
is, yeah.
Where there's this moral compass that none of us.
He has
are,
his own code.
Yes, that's the way to put it.
That he will not. He will keep his word. He doesn't lie. He doesn't do this. But he still wants power, and he still. Yeah, he's evil. I mean, there's no question about it. He'll do whatever he can to get what he wants.
I'm a big Pedro Pascal fan, like most of America, most of the world right now, and I think that's a great casting, and I'm excited about it. That's the one I've been waiting on. I want to see who they're going to cast as Dr. Doom, and I'd love to see them kind of almost shift gears from Kang to Doom as the main villain in the MCU.
100%.
I think that'd be awesome, and this leads up to that. If this does well, I don't know. If it's a bomb, then they're stuck in the same position again.
Right.
Do you think, just as a side note before we move on to American Idol conversation, do you think they would be better off not planning so far in the future, even though that's kind of what like seemed to work out for them in the beginning, planning all of this out and having a game plan? It almost feels like that's hurting them now.
Yes. I think you are absolutely right. I think in the end, because of the two things, the big things that happened in Hollywood the last 2 years or last 4 years, the pandemic and then the double strike with the writers and the actors, that pushed everything off kilter. And that's the issue with doing what they did, as going that far out. I think now, I think what they're doing now is smart, resetting just one movie this year, Deadpool.
Yeah.
And that's it. And that's going to incorporate, you know, all the Fox X-Men stuff. They're going to clean all the house with all of that. And then they're going to kind of start over soft. I would almost call it a soft reboot.
Absolutely.
Of the MCU. So I think that's smart. Take it a little slower. And yeah.
Going to be interesting.
It will be.
Katy Perry says the upcoming season of American Idol will probably be her last because she needs to, quote, feel that pulse of my own beat. Katy Perry probably leaving American Idol after the upcoming season. She's been a judge there since 2018, so this will be her seventh season. On Jimmy Kimmel Live, she said, quote, I love Idol so much. It's connected me with the heart of America, but I need to feel that pulse of my own beat. Katy also reminded Jimmy that she'll be performing in Brazil at the Rock in Rio Festival in September and hinted that she might have new music coming soon. So feel the OP, you know, her own beat. I'm guessing that that might be a song she's got coming out. She used a phrase that is not very.
That's a weird turn of phrase. Yeah, it is.
It feels like it's a little bit of.
I didn't even know she was on American Idol.
I didn't either. I had no idea. I could not tell you who the judges for American Idol are. Like, if the fate of the world depended on it. I'm like, no. I'm sorry, everybody. We had a good run.
Yeah.
So it was all right.
We're doomed. We're doomed.
American Idol season 22 premieres Sunday at 7 on ABC. This was interesting. If anybody hadn't saw this interview, Robert Plant performed Stairway to Heaven last October at a cancer charity event organized by former Duran Duran guitarist Andy Taylor. It was the first time he performed it in 16 years. We played a little of it, I remember.
I remember that, yes.
Robert says the experience was cathartic and a trial by fire, and he felt better at the end than from the beginning. And while he knows it's a very important song for him and many of the fans out there, he's not sure he'll ever perform it again.
Mm-hmm.
He added, quote, something could change somewhere. Spirit and heart could come back in the soul. It's a long song. Who can remember all those words?
And to be fair, when you haven't done it in 16 years, it's not like he's listening to it every day. I mean, let's be fair to Robert Plant here, you know.
I can't imagine if you're a musician how little you listen to your own music. Like, I can't even begin to, especially if you've had the songs that have been around 30, 40 years.
You play them, especially if you're a touring musician, you play them all the time. Why would you listen to them? Yeah, it's one of those things where it's like, maybe if it's something like you haven't done in a long time, you know, then I would. Maybe say, oh, you know, get to remember how you did it before, that kind of thing, maybe. But I don't know.
I have heard Paul McCartney, and this was a long time ago, say that when he misses John, he'll listen to an old Beatles song. So maybe there's that.
You know, probably one that John wrote and sang lead on. Yeah. And that's, so I'm guessing he wasn't. It's more of John's song, not his. So yeah.
I imagine for them with John Bonham and that there's a little of that too.
There's got to be some of that.
It's probably never felt right, even when they did the No Quarter tour with him and Plant and Page and everything. And it doesn't seem like them, and even from what we've heard from Jimmy Page and everything, it's never felt right without him.
Something to consider, you know, if you like, maybe you're thinking, well, gosh, you know, John Bonham died in 1980, you know, but remember this, okay? You're in a band. And we have talked to people on Director's Cut. Jordan Bain said this very thing. It's like you're married to them.
Yeah.
That's how intense the relationship is with your bandmates, because you tour together. You're in the studio writing together. You're together hours and days and weeks and months. When something happens like what happened with John Bonham, that is a traumatic thing. When John Lennon died, that was a traumatic thing. You can still hear it in Paul McCartney's voice when he talks about John. It's one of those things. Think about it. If you lost a close friend when you're young, how that you still intensely feel the pain.
I feel it about that almost every day. I hear you
exactly. So that's why singing Stairway to Heaven is still hard for Robert Plant to do, and that's why it took him a long time to do it. And now he's like, I don't know if I, you know, he joked a little bit, you know, all those words, but I think part of it is like it's intense, and there's a lot of feelings that come with it.
And that's band life. Robert Plant wasn't that far removed from losing a child. It went before John, and then a couple years later, John Bonham passes away and everything.
Yes.
So I can't imagine. I mean, you never heal completely from something like that.
Oh, no, not at all.
Then you lose one of your brothers, one of your closest friends and everything. It's a lot. I imagine a lot of the music from that time probably is a reminder of some of that, too.
And it makes you think about that. Yep.
It's honestly kind of a marvel to even still see Robert Plant out there performing, not just at his age and the talent and his voice sounding as good as this is, but with everything that he has been through. Robert Plant has plenty of money. He's done everything
He's fine,
musically.
Yeah.
He didn't have to do, you know, the kind of bebop kind of album he did, you know, the solo album he did with
right.
some of the old Motown kind of stuff.
And yeah,
that,
right.
The
yeah.
R&B kind of vibe. He didn't have to do that. He didn't have to do a lot of the things he has done. He's done them because he loves Diane Carroll, his whole second and third act with her and everything.
It's yeah.
Just incredible.
Alison Krauss and all the stuff he's done with her too. I mean, it's, yeah, but it's, you notice that a lot of it is not Led Zeppelin stuff.
Yeah.
He had, you know, the tours with Jimmy Page and stuff and that they did some Zeppelin stuff there, but most of what he's done has been far away from that. He's done all kinds of different things.
It's a remarkable, remarkable life and career.
Oh,
that,
absolutely.
That, I think we've kind of almost like just kind of like just taken as is because he, you know, to be blunt, didn't die young or didn't have something like that happen.
Exactly.
He's just kind of been living his life the last 20 some years and not gotten paparazzi. You know, he didn't have some cancelable offense or any of these kind of things. He's just been doing his thing. Just
we forgave him a long time ago for all the stuff he pulled in the 70s. So, yeah.
Yeah. They got grandfathered out and stuff. Yeah.
But how many TVs did he destroy?
Right. Just a remarkable career in life.
It is.
Something. And we wrap up with Kate Hudson. Did you know Kate Hudson is in Home Alone 2, Lost in New York?
Huh?
Yeah, a lot of people are finding that out right now. I never saw that, so I don't
know. No, me neither.
Yeah. She was one of the kids singing in the choir at the beginning. She would have been around 13 years old.
Oh.
On her sibling Revelry podcast, great name, she said, quote, "I still get residuals. I get 10 cents every once in a while." Her guest, Joey Lawrence, also also shared he gets small residuals from all the commercials he did as a kid. Quote, "Sometimes I'll get like 2 cents, and I'm like, wait, doesn't that envelope in the paper cost more than the 2 cents they sent me?"
Yes, it does, but still.
Kate points out at least the powers that be are being fair and honest. A standard stamp costs 68 cents.
Yeah.
So, you know, there's that.
Let me throw this out here, Kate. You're being nice. Yeah, they're being honest because they are forced to be honest.
Yes, yes. And this is part of the reason why you have the strikes that just happened and why all of that was just taking
place.
You
got to keep them in line.
I mean,
got to do it.
If you are born with a skill set, you should be able to make a living off of that skill set.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you can fight that.
That's in demand. Yeah. That people want to see.
Demand.
Exactly.
Yes, that's in demand. That's a key part of this. Good point to bring up. I don't see the pushback on actors, writers, all these people making a living acting, writing. If you've never been entertained by a TV show, a movie, or anything, if you've never listened to music and been entertained by it, okay, I will listen to you. I will hear you out on the fact that entertainment doesn't bring anything. Wisconsin, we just saw the data. Wisconsin is last in the country in the arts. We are in funding the arts. And it's not even close. We're like not even a percent we're putting into the arts in this state. You keep hearing politicians, we need to keep people in the state. We need to bring new people into the state. And what we're going to do, their magical way of fixing this, no taxes. Let's be Florida and Texas, because that's working out great for them. You want to turn Wisconsin into that? Wisconsin's better than that.
Yeah.
100%. Wisconsin, we're better than this. We are better than this. Quit forgetting who has the power. We do. You love the arts. You've proven that, Wisconsinites. You know that you do. Whether it's a town like ours with Savor the Arts and how well and popular that is, or Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater that sells out crowds all the time, our bands, every bar in this town, this weekend is going to, almost every bar or every other bar is going to have some music.
Yep.
Going to have a band there. I can keep going, everybody. There is entertainment. You know what else is included in the entertainment? Sports.
Yeah.
Sports is part of the arts.
Mm-hmm.
You have no problem putting, or part of the entertainment.
Entertainment, yeah.
You have no problem putting money into sports. Arts is no different.
Nope.
And if you not only want to bring people to this state, how many people are going to a state where they don't care about the arts? They don't care about that. Because if you don't care about the arts, you don't care about your people. People need to have art. People need culture like this.
Do you know why so many people moved to New York? It's not because the cost of living. It's horrible to live in New York. It costs way too much. Is it because there's lots of jobs? Not really. No. It's because of the culture. The culture in New York. You can go to any little hole in the wall place and find a live musician. You can go to how many theaters do they have? And they're selling out every night. I mean, come on. That's you're absolutely right. It's a living thing. It's how good is your area for the things in life that we enjoy. And then you're absolutely right. That's why people move to places.
Yeah. They ain't moving to a state that doesn't have anything to do.
Exactly. I mean,
and we're doing, and keep in mind, this is happening at a time where all of our, like, especially our brothers and sisters up north, mm-hmm. that don't have hardly any snow, are not able to make the money that they do off
that they normally do, yeah.
Off of having visitors mm-hmm. come here and everything. So there's that on top of the fact that we have nothing put into the arts. So we're giving people no reason to come here other than our sports teams,
yep.
like which only has only is regional.
You yeah. know,
nobody in Florida is looking to come here to go check a Wisconsin Badger game necessarily.
No.
There's a small percentage that might, but then unless they have no ties to the state, what are they doing
What's the
that
point?
For?
Yep.
Now they might come here to go see the Milwaukee Symphony Orchestra. They might come here to see a play or something like that, or any of these kind of things.
If
like
they have
concert.
A live music scene, how
yeah,
about that?
Yeah. All this stuff matters. I shouldn't have to explain this. I feel like this should be pretty self-explanatory. We'll talk about this with Senator Teston tomorrow.
Oh,
this
okay. There we go.
With Senator
there we go.
Teston
Save
tomorrow.
Some of that.
Yeah. We'll be back with more coming up. We're going to check in with our partners. We'll be back with more fun on the morning show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Postal workers say they're feeling the effects of the labor shortage just like everyone else. Bryce Shanklin is a rural mail carrier. He says the Postal Service is even more essential the further out in the country you get.
Amazon truck, DHL, UPS, FedEx, they're all running in the city. If you get out rural, that falls on the post office. Even if you have postal vehicles, you're making two trips. Maybe three sometimes, more of course at Christmas, just to get those packages to get out.
The Postal Carriers Union says the lack of staffing is one of the main reasons for recent delays in mail delivery. First Lady Jill Biden is set to travel to Wisconsin tomorrow. The White House says she'll attend a roundtable discussion in Green Bay on efforts to expand career-connected learning in high school and college. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. We have snow again, for now. Remember to clear the snow and ice from the sidewalks in front of your home or building within 24 hours at the end of a snowfall. Please don't throw snow into the street. This can cause unsafe driving conditions, and city plows and other vehicles can push the snow right back onto your sidewalk when they pass. If you can't remove the snow and ice right away, putting a salt or sand mixture on top can help people get across it safely until conditions allow you to remove it completely. Remember to please keep fire hydrants clear of ice and snow to help protect your home and your neighbors. Today is National School Resource Officer Appreciation Day. Our SROs work hard to build positive relationships with students, work closely with staff, and enhance safety in the school environment. Thank you to Officer Pilot at Wisconsin Rapids Area Middle School and Officer Olivares at Lincoln High School. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks hit the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are in Memphis tonight against the Grizzlies. So far this month, the Bucks have a record of 3-4. They remain in third place in the Eastern Conference behind the Celtics and the Cavaliers. After the game, Giannis Antetokounmpo and teammate Damian Lillard head to Indianapolis, the site of this year's NBA All-Star Game, inside Lucas Oil Stadium, the home of the Colts. The tip-off is Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Baseball. The Brewers making a trade yesterday with the Yankees, sending 27-year-old lefty Clayton Andrews to New York. In return, they get a prospect, 19-year-old right-hander Joshua Quezada, who was impressive in the Dominican leagues. The Brewers pitchers and catchers report today, some new players and a new manager, Pat Murphy, who was the bench coach and talked about just how valuable closing pitcher Devin Williams is.
I've been with the Brewers now, I think, 9 years. You talk about blessed, you know what I mean? Think of the other guys before Devin. But Devin, I think, is the most underrated of all.
That's the Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
In Iraq, our truck hit a roadside bomb. I had about 16 surgeries on my hand so that I could regain function. And when I came home, I needed a new roof due to a storm. And my electrical was deemed unsafe. And I was about to lose homeowner's insurance as well. I didn't really know where to go in order to get help. And so I applied for Operation Homefront Critical Financial Assistance Program. They've really been a blessing. Operation Homefront is a safety net. A lot of veterans, they fall through the cracks sometimes, and Operation Homefront, they catch us. It's been a blessing to us. It's a blessing to other veteran families, and it's good to know that when we come home, there are people who are there that care about us and want to see us do well and want to see us succeed, and we feel it, and we appreciate that. I would say you guys are angels behind closed doors.
Visit OperationHomefront.org to learn more.
Do you worry about how much someone drinks?
Do you feel angry or depressed most of the time? Do you feel neglected or unloved?
Do you feel that if the drinker loved you, she or he would stop drinking?
If you answered yes to any of these questions, you are not alone.
Not everyone trapped by alcohol is an alcoholic.
Families and friends are suffering too.
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Call 1-866-200-0223 or visit alanon.org/help.
Partly cloudy and quite a bit cooler today. We'll get to around 30 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, cloudy 17. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and even cooler 23. Saturday, partly sunny, a bit breezy with a high near 30. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 28.
Summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than a match.
Welcome back to the show, everybody. Seth and James hanging out with you right now. Morning show at WFHR. Happy Thursday. Hope you're having a good one out there. Thanks for joining us.
Is that song Cruel to play right now?
It a little bit.
I put that on there, and I'm like, oh, wow, Summer in the City, huh? Okay.
I mean, if you're just looking up at the sky, it looks great. Look so bad. Yeah, you got nice blue skies and really pretty clouds out there. It's a nice-looking sky out there. We wanted to also let our audience know, if you've been listening to us all morning, we've been having some technical difficulties, working a lot of those things out. Our phones were not working. I just heard from our good friend Kevin about that. We'll look into that and try to get that going up and running.
Yeah, we had a power outage. I think a lot of people in this area figured that out too, because that wasn't just us. So when that happens at a radio station, there's a lot of things you have to turn back on.
Yeah.
So that's why there's a few things we're still working on. So
big shout out to our GM engineer Chuck Gennaro for all the work he was doing, and our friends over at Water and Light getting on that as quick as they did.
They did.
Great work by them. We appreciate everybody involved. Let's get into this one, Seth. As we get out of our entertainment, a little less entertainment news. BuzzFeed put together a list of some bizarre and random celebrity facts that you may have not heard before. Maybe you heard and you forgot about.
Okay.
Let's go ahead and dive into some of these highlights. Like, Jack Black's mom helped create the system that saved the Apollo 13 crew.
What?
Yeah.
What? Whoa!
His mom was
worked for NASA.
Worked for NASA for quite some time.
Yeah. I did not know. Oh, that's awesome.
You say she was an electronic engineer or something.
That sounds about right. Yeah,
I've got one I just thought of that I'm going to throw into the list.
Okay.
Little John just got done, performing at the Super Bowl.
Yep, with Usher.
Little John, famous since we were kids in high school, basically. Yeah. You know, pretty much for that and everything. For one thing, I think a lot of people wouldn't realize that I've seen him in rap battles, and that man can freestyle like crazy, to the point where people like underestimate him when they go into the battle and don't realize, oh, this guy can actually rap.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, Little John's parents are literal geniuses. Like, his whole family are geniuses. His older brother, is the CEO of some huge company and stuff like that.
Really?
It's all across the aisle. Like, his whole family. it's fun. Little John shows up to Thanksgiving dinner, and he's kind of the unsuccessful one.
Yeah. Huge rap career, but no.
Yeah.
What are you doing, John?
He's not an astrophysicist.
Yeah, right.
So he's not in his family. He's just a musician.
Black sheep.
I think that's kind of interesting.
Yeah.
Benedict Cumberbatch was once kidnapped in South Africa. I believe he was young. He was a child when that happened.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah,
they were just that name. They were just like, no, this isn't right. We got to get this kid and find out if that's his actual name.
I mean, he's safe. He's okay. I'm not making light of kidnapping.
Right.
I would think that goes without saying. If you got to write out a kidnapping note, Benedict Cumberbatch. All right, forget it.
Return the kid. No, just return him.
I don't even know how to spell that. Ben Cumberbatch? I don't know.
Is that a right word?
Robert Pattinson was kicked out of an elite British private school for stealing and reselling magazines on campus.
What?
Yeah. Wow.
There's a large demand for magazines on campus?
He's not that old either.
No.
When we were kids, maybe I could see that. I don't know how that happened. Yeah,
that's odd. That's strange.
Christian Bale studied Tom Cruise in order to play Patrick Bateman in American Psycho. I'm like, wow. Wow. And that actually adds up.
I'm like, I'm thinking now, I haven't seen the whole movie, but I've seen several clips of him acting in that. And oh my gosh. I think I see what he did there. Oh my goodness.
That actually adds up. Like,
it does.
I've seen that movie a couple of times, and everything I can think of from that movie, like, it's very like Tom Cruise smile, Tom Cruise like stare, like him in interviews, not Tom Cruise the actor,
right?
Like the human,
the actual
being.
Tom Cruise, right?
Ooh, that's a little creepy, right?
Yeah,
there.
That is. Oh boy.
So let's see. Oprah Winfrey's name is actually Oprah, based on a biblical figure mentioned in the Book of Ruth.
Oh, that's cool. Not a name. You know, even as popular and as well known as Oprah is, still not a lot of Oprahs out there.
Yeah. I don't know. Which has always been interesting to me. Like that didn't gain in popularity, or there's not more of that. Nicolas Cage was convinced he was an alien as a child, and he also believes he has memories of being in the womb. It's Nick Cage.
That's actually pretty mild for Nick Cage. Have you seen some of the stuff he's bought over the years? Anybody? I'm just saying.
I will say this. One of the things I've always appreciated about Nicolas Cage from a young age, he's straight up him. There's no putting on airs. There's no trying to, play the industry or any of this stuff. It's straight up Nick Cage. He had a recent interview. He was in the most recent Flash movie.
Mm-hmm.
For decades, non-nerds out there, I don't blame you for not knowing this, but people like Seth and I have heard this for decades. There was a Tim Burton Superman movie in the works.
For development hell, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And it was going to star Nicolas Cage as Superman. Mm-hmm. This is before even the...
In the 90s, man.
Yeah, it's a long time ago. Well, with the recent Flash movie, they got a multiverse thing. So they have a scene where you see Nicolas Cage as Superman. Mm-hmm. He's got the actual, they made a suit for him and everything. And he talks about this in this interview. He was on set and he was told in the script, you're just going to be staring. You're just staring, and it's so great to hear Nicolas Cage describe this. So in the script, they're telling me, I'm looking into all of these worlds dying. So on my face, I'm trying to describe what that would look like and all this stuff and everything. And then he goes and sees the movie, and he's fighting a giant spider. He's like, I didn't do that. He's just straight up telling everybody. He's like, I didn't have anything to do with that. I don't know how they even did that.
The disconnect between what you do on the acting and then what appears on the screen, I mean, that can end up being very different. Very different.
As an actor, you can lose your work, like future jobs, for telling behind the scenes stuff like that. But when you're Nicolas Cage,
and famously, a comic book nerd himself, so playing Superman was a big thing for him. You know, he took his stage name from Luke Cage, the Marvel comic character. So
a dream role of playing Ghost Rider and everything, and being able to do that. I still think they should bring him back in the Marvel universe as Ghost Rider.
They should. You never know. It's something. We need some kind of Nick Cage for something in the MCU.
Yes.
Just because of how big of a nerd he is.
Nicole Kidman is American. She was born in Hawaii to Australian parents who were there on a student visa.
Okay, so they were born on American soil, which means she's technically an American. That's right.
Yeah, that's interesting, especially with that accent and everything.
Yeah, well, obviously really she was raised in Australia, but you're right.
It really throws you. Nicole Kidman could be president. Okay,
yeah, there you go.
Interesting.
Can you imagine having a president with that accent though? The American president.
Oh, that's gonna.
Would that be just so weird, man?
It kind of weird and kind of funny. Kind of funny. It'd be kind of funny. There's an interesting. This is a whole.
How to speak United States in.
That's not a knife. Woody Harrelson and Matthew McConaughey might be half brothers, sharing the same father, famous Charles Harrelson. Who was Woody's dad. This was talked about quite a bit during the True Detective run. And there's been rumors about it ever since.
Yeah.
Who knows if there's any truth or not to
right.
it. So I wanted to get a follow-up to that Jack Black thing. Jack Black's mother is engineer Judith Love Cohen, who helped create the system that rescued the Apollo 13 crew. In fact, according to a tribute one of her other sons wrote after her passing, she actually went to her office on the day that Jack was born. When it was time to go to the the hospital, she took with her a computer printout of the problem she was working on. Later that day, she called her boss and told him she had solved the problem, and oh yes, the baby was born too.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. That's, oh, that, are women amazing? Yeah, are women amazing?
Right,
I mean, just having to give birth. It's just, I can't wrap my head around that, you know?
That, there's some great, great, great pictures of, because Jack Black's one of those guys that brought his mom to like all the, you know, movie premieres,
yeah,
and everything.
That's so cool.
Some great pictures of those two together. They, yep, look a bit alike. Sean Astin was literally, has literally lived the plot of Mamma Mia with his family.
Oh, yeah. He's had a wild family ride. I mean, his adopted father is John Astin, the great actor who he calls his dad. You know, that was his father, but his biological father, you know, his mom is Patty Duke, mm-hmm, and so it was from another man. You know, it was very convoluted. But I love the way that he has approached the whole thing. You, yeah, know, he's like, no, John Astin is my father. He's, yeah, the one that raised me, and he's the one that I call my dad, which is really cool.
Can't imagine what that stuff is
like. Oh, my
like.
Gosh, yeah.
And then having to live all that in the public eye.
Yeah.
Like, that's a whole other ballgame.
Or like Jack Nicholson, you know, his
that
life.
Whole thing.
That is an amazing,
yeah,
story.
I will never forgive Jim Gray. Like, Jim Gray, to me, is the worst announcer, worst sportscaster, worst, and one of the worst interviewers I've ever seen in my life. I'm watching the Lakers game. And it's just a regular season game. And that news had broken out like maybe a month or two before. Maybe a year or two before that, about Jack Nicholson and his family.
Yep.
For those that don't know, Jack Nicholson was raised by what he thought was his mom that actually turned out to be his older sister.
Yep. His mom, he was raised, as his older sister.
Thank you.
And then they found out that, yeah, that was actually his mother. Yeah.
So this is a Laker game going on and everything. Mm-hmm. Jim Gray's doing the announcing and he's talking, hey, there's Billy Crystal. There's the so-and-so. And there's Jack Nicholson, who just found out a little while ago that his mother met and all this stuff and everything. Like, what are you doing? What does that have to do with sports? It's like talking about the Patrick Mahomes thing with his dad during Super Bowl coverage.
Yeah.
Like, Patrick Mahomes' father has a DUI or whatever.
In Texas, yeah.
That's a family issue.
Yeah.
It has nothing to do with football. It has nothing to do with football. I don't care if a distraction, this, that, talk, or whatever. It's the Super Bowl. You got only so much time to talk about the biggest game in the world, and you're going to spend time talking about something that has nothing to do with it,
yeah,
just for clicks, just for you're bad at your job because you can't fill the time with some actual sports talk?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what are we doing, man?
Yeah.
What do you care about? I really wonder about people that care about that kind of stuff. Like, are you related to the Mahomeses? Do you have any attached to them? Otherwise, what do you have to do with it?
Do you want your dirty laundry aired to millions of people?
Yeah,
ask yourself that.
Yeah. Last note here, Britney Spears and Marilyn Monroe may be distant cousins.
Oh,
interesting.
That's cool.
Interesting.
That's cool. I don't know if I've mentioned this before, but I'm distantly related to Burl Ives. You know, I don't know if I've mentioned that.
I will never, ever get tired of that, ever. It is maybe my favorite callback joke that we do.
Half the people are like, who's Burl Ives?
Yes, I love that part of it, too. Taking a time out, checking in with our partners. We'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
It truly pays to be a member of Egg Country Farm Credit Services. For the fifth year in a row, Egg Country is paying a 1% patronage dividend on all eligible business for 2023. The co-op is also making a special second payment of 0.5%. Together, Egg Country members will receive a record $125 million. That's the power of the co-op. Egg Country. Focused on ag. Focused on you. Egg Country is an equal opportunity lender.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab. Say it with me, the Bucks in six. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. We've finally flipped to a February vibe, with the sparkle of the snow under partly sunny skies and highs hovering near 30. Plus, a blustery wind out of the northwest gusting up to 30 miles per hour, which is making it feel about 10 degrees cooler. Currently, it's 28 degrees.
Sunny.
I had to.
That's perfect.
I couldn't help it. Welcome back, everybody. Sunny,
you smiled at me and really easy.
Seth and James here with you. Hope you're having a good day out there, enjoying that sunshine a little bit, as much as we can.
Yeah, exactly.
Got good stuff to wrap up. We got a That Ain't Right story we got to touch on here.
Okay,
let's do it. Get on this one. It's hard to imagine a criminal thinking this would be a good idea, but then again, there is no brains in criminal, criminology, if you will. A 26-year-old man in Michigan broke into a county jail with a knife. With a knife, by the way.
Okay.
And then began to break into an ATM in the bond lobby area. He broke into an ATM in a jail. Corrections deputies saw him and called the police when they noticed he had a knife. It's unclear if the knife was meant to intimidate people or to use to get into the machine.
To break open the machine, right?
In any event, this Mensa member, they trapped him inside of a lock by locking the exterior door electronically, which was possibly because it is a jail.
You could do that at a jail, you know.
The cops came and arrested him, and he was escorted into the jail, which was down the hallway.
At least they didn't have to go very far, you know. It was nice to save a step, you know.
This is what I wanted to do. This is obviously a That Ain't Right story with a little bit of good story of the day in there.
There you go.
Hey, these officers didn't even have to start the car. We're right here already. They ain't got a lot of these, you know.
No, they don't have to. High-speed chases here, you know.
That's an easy gig right there. That's easy, you know. The criminals just start coming to the right down to the shop.
Is this an example of, like, wanting to get arrested? It almost seems that way to me. There's how many ATMs are there out there that you could choose from, but you choose that one?
It really brings to mind some of the conversations I've had with Sheriff Becker and the mental health part of this.
I think that had something to do with it. Yeah.
But that's a knucklehead move.
But
right
still,
there,
yeah.
Do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You're going right to jail. Need a palate cleanser after that one. Let's go ahead and get into some of our local good stuff of the day. First up, our Midday Magazine for you. 3 to 4 today. Be sure to join us this afternoon in part 1 at 3 o'clock. Jillian Alekna is going to join us, marketing events coordinator with Visit Rome. We're going to catch up on the Rome area.
Very nice.
Looking forward to that. We're able to do that thanks to our great friends over there at Visit Rome. Looking forward to catching up with them.
Mm-hmm.
In part 2, we're talking 4-H with Jasmine Carbajal.
Ooh, yeah.
Bilingual 4-H associate educator with Marathon of Wood Counties. A lot going on with our 4-H. We're going to catch up with her on all of that.
Nice.
A little bit later tonight at 7 o'clock, it's a ball night. You got the ball Bucks night. Taking on Memphis. That's going to be a good one. Bucks versus Memphis, that'll be a great game. Looking to get back in the win column, get things right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not worried if I'm a Bucks fan. I'm not worried. You got to let these things work itself out. We have seen how many different NBA teams look like this at this point in the season and end up making a playoff run.
It's a long season.
Yeah.
It's a long season. There's plenty of games to play. Just hope for health. I mean, that's the big thing. Make sure everyone stays healthy. But I think that, I think they're going to be fine.
So many teams right now are just trying to make it to the All-Star break.
Yes.
Just get me to the All-Star break. That's all they're trying to do right now, a lot of them.
Mm-hmm.
Want to also remind everybody that if you're not interested at 7 o'clock tonight catching that ball, you can head over to WRI and catch out Trail Tunes.
Trail Tunes tonight, everybody.
7 o'clock. Got a nice one lined up?
Yes, indeed. Got to check out those songs by Burl Ives.
Nicely done.
I'm kidding. No, just some more. If you're looking for some, I haven't been able to play a lot of it lately because of high school basketball, of course. Yeah. So when we get a chance, love to throw some old cowboy tunes your way. So tune in from 7 to 8 tonight.
Whenever we don't have high school sports, you can catch Trail Tunes every Thursday at 7 on WIRI, Wisconsin 105.5.
Mm-hmm.
And Seth, we are very excited about a couple of other events coming up in our area.
Yes, on Saturday, of course, it's the next winter market at the Moravian from 9 to 1. That's located at the Moravian Church, 310 First Avenue South. And that go check out their website, their Facebook page, mm-hmm. because they'll have a list of all the vendors who will be there. It's been very cool the last couple of weeks. We've had a couple of food trucks out there.
That's been so busy over there.
Yes, we've got some great food over there now, too, and some other great things. Come in, check it out. It's different every week, just like the farmer's market downtown. So come do that this week at the Moravian and Saturday from 9 to 1. And then also also on Saturday. If you're interested in meat, like just any kind of meat, of donated wild game and a couple of domestic meats as well, it's time for Wakely's Winter Feast over at the Nakusa Community Center, 416 Crestview Lane. Join Robert and Mary Wakely in this big fundraiser for the Historic Point Boss. You can get your tickets right now at Family Natural Foods and Daily Drug in Wisconsin Rapids, or in Nakusa, you can go to Beavers. So everything starts at 4 o'clock. Tickets, advance tickets are $20, at the door $25. More information at historicpointboss.com.
And be sure to check out the Empty Bowls event also going on Saturday, 11 to 2. You can go to that, get that meal in, have a, and you're going to be hungry because that's the point of Empty Bowls, because somebody is always out there. Somebody's bowl is always empty. And take that hunger over to the Historic Point Boss.
Yes, we got food all day on Saturday.
Yeah. Join our friends for the 10th anniversary of Southwood County Empty Bowls. This is taking place over at Focus this Saturday from 11 to 2. Focus is located at 2321 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Take a chance on some great art and basket raffles. Got great businesses that are a part of this. Real quick rundown: Aaron's Wines and Steins, Anchor Bay Bar and Grill, Chatterbox Catering, Danny K's Pub and Grill, Grace's Family Restaurant, Great Expectations, Jennings and Company, Junkyard Bar and Grill, Misty's Menu, Olympic 2 Family Restaurant, and Sportsman's Pub and Grill. Whether they sponsor with us or not, or advertise with us or not, we wanted to mention them because we appreciate this, them being a part of this event so
amazing
much.
Event. Yep.
Be sure to find out more at their Facebook page. Just type in your search bar, Focus, and you should be able to find it, or go to the website, focusofswc.org.
All right.
Great show today, everybody. Thanks so much to the best listeners in radio.
Hanging in there with our technical difficulties and all that stuff.
One more time, a big thank you to Seth, to Chuck, and of course, our friends at Water and Light. Yep. Appreciate all the work all of them did. We'll be in tomorrow with Terry Johns. Get you ready for the weekend, everybody. Have a great day. Be good to each other, and we'll talk to you soon and later, right here at...
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR. So-